following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello there, friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. Just see the difference Purina makes and beat it right along.
That's one of the things that got me thinking about, you know, the people that I've met in person from this whole online thing and the people that I've danced with in my living room. I won't mention any names, Big Fatty, you know, and I don't want to start a litany of names because I don't want any feelings hurt. OK, so I'm going to be careful what I say about what I really mean. Everybody that I've met in person, I have adored. Oh, I'm do-do-do-do-do. My wonderful tablet is making noises. My Zoom.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
The people that I've danced with in my living room. I won't mention any names, Big Fatty.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 15 of the BFO for Monday, the 7th of May, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me, a little show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the weekend, and y'all, we might even go over to Spot and Big Fatty. Big Fatty, that'd be lovely. Hello, Moonies. Big Fatty, we know what that means. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, let me just tell you, it was one of the busiest weekends of the year at the coal mine. And y'all, I'm going to tell you, Big Fatty was plum tuckered out by the time it was all over. Y'all, I am feeling better. I am feeling better with the shingles and the back, the associated back pain. But y'all, I'm gonna tell you, I did more this weekend than I've done in a long time, and it took I shouldn't say it took its toll, but y'all, it reminded me that I am not completely over all this stuff yet. So anyway, but we'll talk about the weekend in just a few minutes. Y'all, did you look up in the sky? Y'all, it was the super moon on Saturday night, y'all. And I was over here. I was trying to get some information about the super moon. Evidently, let me just see. Where did I just see that? It is the biggest and brightest full moon of the year, because the moon passes closer to the Earth than normal. Now, y'all, I was just looking at all this stuff, and there are all kind of entries over there at the Goggle, y'all, and is just pictures of the super moon. But y'all, the thing that struck me was, y'all, one of the entries is how to see the super moon. Big Fatty, you just look up in the sky. So, y'all, I'm not quite sure why we need instructions on how to see the super moon. But, y'all, let's just go over here and see if there were any tips that we may have missed. The last time the super moon occurred was in March 2011. And I don't see anything on here that would help us look at the supermoon other than to look in the sky. Big Fatty, let's leave it at that. So anyway, y'all, evidently there are still some problems with people trying to download the little show. And y'all, I thought it was the GoDaddy problem. And y'all, it may have been the other day, the GoDaddy problem. But, I received a missive from that Daniel Bieber that says, and y'all, it came to me and to the Vons, because it applied to both of us because people were having trouble downloading the Vons, and conscience little show. And y'all, that Daniel Biba says, gentlemen. Now, y'all, I don't know who he is referring to when he says gentlemen, but y'all, we'll take it at that. It says, gentlemen, the source of your download woes. Big Fatty, who knew you had download woes? Big Fatty. At the moment is at the Pod Track. And y'all, that is that software that Daniel Biba had suggested that we use to track how many people were listening to the little show. He says a recent change on their end stripped out case sensitivity on the redirect, and since you both use a mixture of upper and lowercase letters in both the location of and name of your audio files, it has caused it to stop working. I tried to send an error report to the podtrack.com, but their mechanical form, which is the only method available to use, crashes when you try to send the report. I have no idea why they've made the change, and you two are by no means the only ones affected by this. I have no idea when the problem will be resolved, but I cannot imagine it being longer than a day due to the number of angry old man emails and telephonic device calls they'll be getting on Monday. And y'all, then he gives us an immediate fix, and y'all, I'm not exactly sure how to what the immediate fix is, but I'm gonna I think I might know, but y'all, you may have to wait for a while to get the some of the shows from last week, because you know what I'm basically gonna do is bypass the Pod Track is what I'm gonna do, so I won't know how many of you. So y'all, if you're thinking of unsubscribing, this is the perfect opportunity to do so from either me or the Vons. Yo, hey, yo, y'all, it's the perfect opportunity. We'll never know you're gone. So y'all, there it is. So anyway, hopefully that will resolve itself soon. Big Fatty, can you move on away from that technology? Buy it, make it, bang it, flick it, dig it, dig it, bug it. Big Fatty, that is just retarded. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, like I said, Friday was a busy day in the coal mine, and y'all, Big Fatty was on his feet a lot on Friday, and y'all, it just it really made for a long day. Big Fatty did not get to have a lunch break on Friday. Y'all, this is not good. This is not good when Big Fatty does not get his lunch break and a chance to put his feet up for 10 minutes. So anyway, y'all, I ended up leaving the coal mine about 4:10 p.m. in the afternoon because, y'all, I had not had my lunch break, and I was plum tuckered, y'all. I was just plum tuckered. And, y'all, so I came home, and I laid down in the love chamber and laid there and just rested a little while. And, y'all, I got my second wind. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about your first wind or your second wind. It's all vulgar. But anyway, now, y'all, I went to the Von's East. Can you hear that, huh? Can you hear that, huh? And y'all didn't buy very much, but y'all, I needed to get some, I got some Red Delicious apples, some apple snacks. Y'all, I hope they're not mealy, because you know there's nothing worse than a mealy apple, y'all, dear. But y'all, I picked up a few other things there, some vegetables and some meats. And y'all, they had the good egg whites that I am enjoying now on sale. And y'all have spent $30.30, but I only saved $2.64. Big Fatty, you didn't do very well, but I only needed a few things, and y'all, and the things that were on sale at the Von's East, y'all, I didn't need them. I just did not need them. So y'all, oh y'all, they're showing the super moon on the TV machine, dear Gussie. And anyway, y'all, I'm surprised there's not a witch, flying in front of it, but anyway, then Saturday, y'all had to get up as if it was a work day, and y'all, let me tell you, it was a work day. Big Fatty was on his feet from 8 a.m. in the morning until almost 6 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, I mercifully, I did get a lunch break on Saturday, y'all. But y'all, I was tired again on Saturday, and so y'all, I came home and had a little supper. Y'all, you know, Saturday was Cinco de Mayo, you know, the day that everybody is Mexican. So Big Fatty celebrated, and I'm sure many of you did the same, in the traditional way on Saturday, y'all. I did not go out to the... because Granny and Miss Porter were out at the at the horror hotel for the horror event, and so I didn't want to go out there by myself. So y'all, I just celebrated here in the Fat Cave, and I had the traditional Cinco de Mayo meal, y'all. I had the corned beef and cabbage, and y'all, it was lovely, just lovely, y'all. It was one of the best corned beefs that I've made, and that was one of the things that I picked up at the Von's East. And so, y'all, I had that, and y'all, then I crawled into the love chamber about 9 p.m. in the evening, y'all, and I was out like a light. Out like a light, and y'all, I slept till after 8 a.m. in the morning on Sunday, and woke up and piddled around a little bit, never got out of the bed, and then, y'all, I rolled my fat ass right back over, and y'all, I felt like I lived in Walnut Hills. I just rolled my fat ass back over, and I slept until almost 11 a.m. in the morning, y'all. Y'all, I got up and I fixed my breakfast, and had my shirt, got my shirt, and caught up on the Twitty, and did the crank and all those social media things that Big Fatty does. And y'all, then I needed to run by the P.O. Box, but there was nothing there. So y'all, I called Miss Kitty and said, Miss Kitty, would you like to go? Cause you know, y'all, the good friend of Miss Kitty and I, he passed away on Cinco de Mayo, and we always visit his grave on Cinco de Mayo. But y'all, with Big Fatty working the long day on Saturday, y'all, the cemetery closed before we could get over there. So we had made a decision that we would go another time soon. So I called Miss Kitty and said, "Let's go see George." So we went over and we saw George and visited with him for a little while. And we told him that we hoped that we'd both be able to come back in October for the celebration of his exiting of the birth canal on October the 30th. And y'all, then we went over to the Whole Foods, and y'all, that is spelled with a W. And I took Miss Kitty over there. Miss Kitty had never been to the Whole Foods, y'all. And y'all, they're offering something on Sundays now. It's called a bucket of wings, a bucket of wings. And y'all, basically, it's a bucket of wings. And it's 20 wings for $8, I think. And so, y'all, I picked up a bucket of wings and a salt and pepper rotisserie chicken, and I got some ground beef. And y'all, I bought a pound of the forest bacon for Miss Kitty, cause y'all, but I surprised him. I didn't tell him it was for him, cause y'all, he's never been to the Whole Foods, so he's never tried the forest bacon. Y'all, we did that, and we shopped around a little bit, and then I took Miss Kitty home, and I came right back here to the Fat Cave, and y'all, I had dirty underpants from the week. Y'all, I needed to get them into the washing machine. Y'all, I've got to tell you, my 36 waist pants, y'all, they're falling off of me again, and y'all, it was almost a calamity. It was almost a calamity during the big coal mine weekend that Big Fatty's pants kept wanting to come down. Big Fatty, please! And then y'all, I was doing that, and y'all, I was resting a little bit. I didn't nap. I didn't need to nap. Y'all, that is some spaghetti. Yes, Big Fatty, lovely. And a couple of those wings from the, did I mention I got a bucket of wings? Bucket of wings, bucket of wings. Big Fatty. So y'all, now I'm recording the little show, and I'm going to be sitting my fat ass down here in just a few minutes. And I'm going to be watching the season finale of The Big Run. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all. It's the, oh, dear Gussie. So, y'all, I hope that you have a lovely Monday. And, y'all, that you know there'll still be some side effects of that super moon, y'all. I don't know how it affects folks out there in the Walnut Hills when there's a super moon. Big Fatty, there's a super moon in that love chamber, that boudoir, every day. It's a super big super moon. So anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely Monday. And Big Fatty, I'll be back with you on Tuesday tomorrow, because there's really nothing else that we need to talk about. Is there, Poodle McNoodle? No, Big Fatty, absolutely nothing. No, 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 nothing at all. Nothing, nothing.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com.
Oh, dear Gussie, Big Fatty, you forgot about
you
the
Celebration of
Incident.
Or drop me an e-letter at
Oh, dear Gussie. Well, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? We have not talked about the Bonds' Celebration of Exiting the Birth.
Big Fatty, I don't know. That's 206.
Maybe if we could just turn back time. We have 3.5 minutes or something. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, well, then wave your magic wand and turn back time. Yeah, Gussie, now y'all, you know damn good and well that Big Fatty was not going to bypass the Vons's celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it'd just be rude, but y'all, 56 years ago, in May the 7th, 1956, oh dear Gussie, y'all, is 56 years ago from 1950, Big Fatty, I'm sure that means something to do with the supermoon. But, y'all, the Vons was plucked from her mother's hoo-hoo. Big Fatty, please, we are having Cheerios. And, y'all, the Vons came into this world, and, y'all, instead of the doctor slapping the Vons to get him to stop crying, y'all, they slapped his mother. They just, Big Fatty, that's the oldest joke in the book, is almost as old as the Vons. So, anyway, y'all, we want to send out a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal to the Vons. Y'all, if you've not had an opportunity to send a card or a gift at to P.O. Box 561, Walnut Hills, California, 91365, y'all, you can always go over there to the VeraSpeaks.com, and y'all hit that donate button. You know, all the whores have that, and y'all, you can contribute to the to the flat screen TV fund. Y'all, you know the Vons wants a flat screen TV. Oh dear Gussie, wants a flat screen TV. So head on over there and do that. Yes, Big Fatty, we will. And y'all, I'm sure there'll be a full report on the celebration activities on the weekend report. Well, you know, where you know those little children are always gathered round to hear the weekend report, and they're always going, oh, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. Y'all, it's one of Big Fatty's favorite parts of that little show. Yes, Big Fatty, we always love the little children sitting around saying, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. It's just lovely. And, y'all, I'm wondering, Vonsi, is there anything that you wish you were doing on your birthday this year? Is there, huh?
The people that I've danced with in my living room. I won't mention any names, Big Fatty.
Oh, yes, I remember it well. I believe it was the camel toe.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Me!
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.